Man found dead in TV and movie. We're going to tell you how it happened. This is Hunt News. Hello and welcome to Hunt News. I'm Annette Rave. Dateline, June 27th, 2007, Raleigh, North Carolina. Late on Tuesday night in a movie theater in Raleigh, North Carolina, after its 10:15 showing of Surf's Up, a man was found in his seat, dead. This led to the belief that the man had been shot dead in a G-rated movie. After they know of what they described as the initial hilarity of this situation, the night janitor contacted the police, who, after a couple minutes of saving a laugh, thought right down to identifying who the deceased man was. After a couple minutes of snooping through his wallet and taking what money there was, they found out who the man was. His name was not released to this reporter and does turn out to be released to the general public. But his story was released. He was a man. Dot Tazen, 53 years of age. Roughly 5'8" and probably a sex offender. The man was apparently pleasuring himself when he died. His top was sticky below the waist and his pants were off. Although it turned the putter from his popcorn, we tried to tell a little hooter to let them to find out what the sticky stuff was. But he said, heartfully, "I have my standards. Besides, he only offered $20. The mother of the man stated that he had an unnatural animated penguin fetish after he stopped laughing at the irony of the situation. In an unrelated note, the mother, Dot Tazen, 92 years of age, roughly 5'3" tall, passed away shortly after the police contacted her. But in real, she said that she wanted to have a inscription on the dreamstone. It's every parent's dream to outlive their children. I can check that off my list. But the message was too long and simply stated, "It's every parent." A live track will be played in the wake of the man, which will take place Saturday. The wake will be followed by his arrest for, if you've been playing any Tazen, you know what for. And doing it in a public rotation. It's a leader after all. Just ask Pee Wee Herman. The judge, while laughing, described the taste as laughable. Then scheduled his taste for just after the wake. His corpse, the man, not the judge, will be buried next to the mother when he leaves jail in 21 years, maybe 13 for their behavior. The man is required to appear in court on Friday to have his case heard by the judge. It is believed he will exercise his right to remain silent. I'm Annette Rave for Fun News, and thank you for joining us. Stay safe.